This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, May 16. Silence. Our reading comes from Psalm 46 and Revelation chapter 8. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth give way, and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea. Though its waters roar and foam, and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice. The earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see what the Lord has done, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. He says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Revelation 8, 1 and 2. When he opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about half an hour. And I saw the seven angels who stand before God, and seven trumpets were given to them. With the opening of the seventh seal, we might have expected the story to come to a speedy conclusion. But we don't meet a cosmic display of God's almighty forces. Instead, we're surrounded by heaven's silence for an extended time so that we can receive an important message. In our fast-paced lives, there are very few places where we experience silence. Not only that, but we generally don't like to have times of prolonged silence. We'll do anything. Listen to a radio, watch TV, send text messages, read or listen to a book, play games or sports, work, do hobbies, and more, to avoid staying in silence for very long. Silence gives us space, however, for God to speak to our hearts. It's God who speaks in Psalm 46, saying, "Be still and know that I am God." With the opening of the seventh seal, the storyline in Revelation moves toward darkness and devastation, destruction from powers that are allowed to test and challenge people on the earth. As those who live by faith in Jesus, however, we need heaven's silence, the stillness in which God can make himself known to us, to face any challenges to our faith. You may be facing challenges today. The prolonged silence in today's Bible reading promises to be God's way of assuring us that we're not alone. God is with us as our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Pray with me. Slow me down, Lord. I need to stop the noise and distractions so that you can reassure me of your presence, strength, and care. Protect me. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.